We ready? Call the land bank meeting to order. Approval of the minutes from March 5th. Second, any questions? All in favor? Aye. Opposed? Carried. Treasurer's report. Good timing, Mitch.
Yeah, as I said in the message I sent out, there's not a ton to report. I'll send out an updated treasurer's report once I have the bank reconciliation done. As I said, this early in the month when the statements aren't always available to get that done when the meeting falls when this early. So,
okay.
But otherwise, not much to report.
All right. Change order.
All right. First one we have is a change order for the general contractor CJE for the cabinets, approximately not to exceed 10 grand. Yep. In the original RFP that he quoted, he did not replace them.
Correct. But we weren't going to replace the cabinets. We were going to keep them as is, but we're just going to clean them up. But as they started cleaning them up, they found that the actual wood was pretty well beat up from all the grease and everything that built up over years and years and years. So just think it's a better option just to replace them at this point.
So we would ask for approval on that change order.
Didn't that to exceed 10 grand?
Yep.
Is there an idea yet on what they're going to be or
close to that?
Well, the change order amount is actually $10,000.
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Is there a motion?
I'll make the motion. For a second.
Any questions? All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
Next one is relative to the pool. If you remember last meeting, we spoke about we were unsure of the condition of the pool. So the Arbor had Hesselsons come in and, you know, they provided a quote to, I'm not really sure what it was for.
So they came out and they looked at the pool and they said there was a couple options. They could tear out the liner, replace that, and then do a new liner, a pump, filter, and ladder, since those things were all needed. And that would be around $4,500. But they weren't sure if when they got into replacing the liner, if behind the liner, the actual shell of the pool was rotted away, because they could see rust along the bottom of it. So if they get into it and they have to do it anyway, it's going to be more money on top of if they just came in and replaced the whole thing. So they gave us a quote to replace it. Everything all installed was $8,500. Well, $8,499.
Just a standard above ground pool?
Yep. Yep. 24 foot round, 52 inch tall.
To have fencing around it or a gate?
Nope. Nope.
And is that required?
I don't think it is, because it's 52 inches tall and not 48.
And that would all be based on town codes.
Correct. Yeah. Correct.
So the recommendation would be one to enter into a contract with Hesselsons for the $84.99, mm-hmm, and approve that that amount. It's a change order, but not because it's not through the contractor.
Correct. We were planning on doing something with this anyway. We just didn't know what the actual dollar amount would be. Correct. Until they could get out there and take a look at it and evaluate it.
Yep. Sorry, Doug. And both of these items are reimbursable through the grant.
Do we think it's worth doing something with the pool? Is spending $8,500 going to help us increase the price or sell of this thing? Because some people don't want it. They're a liability. Or are we better off not spending the money and leaving it there for the buyer to decide what to do?
I guess
that's just a question.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've never had one that had a pool before, so we don't really have anything to go back on.
Really depends on who's interested.
Yeah. The what? Tin? I know some of these people consider them a liability. Mm-hmm. Others have problem with insurance unless they are fenced and gated and, mm-hmm, and all the other stuff. So,
sure.
I mean, is it something, are we planning on continuing to list this with Maggie? I don't know if we've listed anything since the realtor forms have changed and kind, correct, of the terms of the contract. So I don't know if we're still planning on going with her. Whoever we use, we can always ask their opinion. You know, do a CMA with the pool and without, and what they're seeing in general for the community.
Good point. So on a
Yeah,
bigger
it's a good
picture,
idea.
we're at what, 60% completed on the project. So we could certainly punt for another month or two. And the timing of the years is ideal as well to press pause.
And this would be a good test case. If it ever came up again, we could, look back and say, well, we had some people that were, turned off by it, or maybe, maybe the opposite. Maybe it was more of an attraction.
I guess the only other thing is, so if we didn't have a working swimming pool, we might not list it for as much. I would hate to see us get an offer, but they want $2,500 in order to get rid of the remnants of the pool, or, because I mean, they're always going to counter with something like that as a repair.
Yeah, to me, it's almost, talk to the realtor and see if it's worth rehabbing or if not, probably demo it ourselves
And
and
get it out of there.
yeah.
Yeah.
And then you got to get rid of the huge deck that's around it too and stuff like that. So,
Yep.
yeah.
You could put that down the front along River Road, say free, and I bet it'd be gone in a day. Right. No, I think that's good. Let's wait and check with her. All right.
So that's our intention then, is just continue with Maggie and then see what, if anything, has changed with her fee due to the new changes. Okay.
Yep.
Do you want to take that on, or would you like us to reach out to her?
Do you have the time to? Appreciate that.
Is that it for change orders? Yes. Okay. Acquisition discussion.
Well, this is something I wanted to discuss because we're always kind of bouncing around. Hilda sends a lot of foreclosures. We have some opportunities here and there that pop up. But it's obviously, we all know our process. It's a little bit difficult at times to say, hey, we'll buy it for 20 grand or 15 grand, whatever that number is. And I thought maybe we could come to some sort of understanding of maybe a simple blanket amount that we're able to, oops, sorry. To go up to, and then obviously go through the mechanisms after the fact, but spending this grant is going to be a difficult proposition. We need to be able to be flexible quickly on acquisition. So just wanted to get your thoughts on this and see if you were open to something like that.
You have an idea on dollar amount?
I wasn't thinking too much. My thought was maybe not to exceed 20. Because you'd probably be looking at demos anyways. If it was a rehab, we got a lot more work to do behind it, so we'd have more time to discuss that. But demos is pretty simple to determine, and we have a couple already that are possible donations that we could acquire, put the bid out, and be done with it.
I think 20 is a reasonable.
Yeah, I think 20 is fine. Mitch, you all right?
Yeah, I'm good with
You don't need action on that, or?
No, as long as I obviously we'll keep everybody up to date and posted on everything. But just as long as we have an understanding of what guidelines we can work in and go from there.
Okay.
Perfect. Thank you.
Anything else on acquisitions?
Nope.
Did you maybe for executive session want to discuss the one we were talking about yesterday?
We could do that. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot. I did not put that on.
No, it might be one to, but because I'd say appropriate for executive session.
Okay.
Inventory update.
So that kind of dovetails with the previous topic there. We do have a number of lots, obviously, that are still out there. We'll, now that we're coming into spring, good time to get those back out there, talk to Maggie, our realtor. But for the most part, we're at a good spot. We got the Church Street in Campbell that's working through the eviction. That's a demo. We have the Fenderson. We should be able to have
Wasn't that already evicted, or am I thinking the
a
one at
Fenderson.
Fenderson?
Fenderson was evicted.
Fenderson was evicted.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So that's cleaned out. We're ready to go out to bid next month.
Were we working through the environmentals and everything like that on that grant process? So once we have that, then we can start actually doing some real
Did
work.
they approve that Monday?
Yes, I resent them out to Crystal because she just has so much coming into
Sure.
her. So I've got an approval for Seneca Street, Townsend Ave to start the phase ones and the environmentals on that, and Fenderson. So I have gotten with Fagan to start the phase one in asbestos for Fenderson Street.
Awesome. So yeah, things are moving behind the scenes for sure. Obviously, Townsend is the one that we spoke about doing a spec build. So
Which I actually just got a set of blueprints for that Monday. So we're looking through that and reviewing that.
okay, and we'll share with the board obviously as we get closer to the finalization of that. But yeah, I just wanted to give you guys kind of an update of where we're at. I have two items not on the agenda that I'd like to bring up, and then an executive session.
Sure. Before you do this sheet of all these potential properties you sent out, I mean, I know you got a question from William Thu right away about it, but was there any other discussion? Did anyone
So a number of these,
provide any feedback?
no, not for the most part, no. But a couple of these I've worked with our attorney, Jeff Squires, on possible logistics. One of them is the next off agenda item to
Okay.
acquire via donation. But Squires' office has been pretty flexible on questions because they're unique situations, a lot of these. So just getting his opinion on it really matters.
Okay. All right. Go ahead with.
Sure. So we have a property in the city of Hornell that the descendants of the owner would like to donate to the land bank. This is one that I've kind of been working with a code officer for some months. There was a land management company that was overseeing the property. It was tough to get a hold of them, but anyways, the siblings are all looking to just sign it over to the land bank. We would demo it. And I believe this would be a BOCES reconstruction in 26.
It would be, yes.
It's a nice corner lot. It does from the outside, it looks all right, but there's some structural issues inside that really make it the demo. So we wouldn't know that if it wasn't for Hornell code. So I would like to ask for authorization to accept a donation of 136 East Elm Street in Hornell.
I'll happily make that motion.
And that's one that, again, Mr. Squires and County Attorney Roselle have bounced the emails back and forth on how to go about this because there are seven kids and they all have to sign off. And they've all agreed to.
And from a satellite view, this is not a row house.
Correct.
It's not.
With brick walls on the outside.
It is not. It's a standalone single family
I didn't know if you
home.
were maybe holding on to another one of those you're gonna.
I hope to never have to deal with one again.
I do want to let you all know that Doug and I did go out and check out every single one of those properties on the list. We did get pictures of all of them. A lot of the ones in Corning are fire damaged. This one, I actually sent an email to Chris and I said, "This is so cute." But I had made a comment about the right front corner. I said, "Oh, we're gonna probably need to have that checked out." And then Chris came back and said that it had structural damage. It does look cute from the outside, but you can kind of tell that there might be other things going
Yeah.
on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we had a motion, a second. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.
Next off agenda item is to renew the contract with myself and County Attorney Roselle. This is an annual request just for the calendar year 25.
No additional compensation, just for
For
the
yeah,
record.
compensation equals zero.
Yeah.
I'll make a motion.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried.
And then lastly, would ask to go into executive session.
For acquisition, disposition, real property.
Before we do, and it's totally the chairman's decision, but if anyone has any suggestions on someone else to serve on this board, as far as a local official, we have an empty seat.
Got one seat? Okay.
Yeah.
And they have to be affiliated with the municipality.
Yes.
Right.
They could be, yeah, they don't have to be chief executive. They could be on the board, but they have to be part of a municipality.
Okay. All right. Motion to go into executive session. I'll make the motion.
Second.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? We are in executive session.
Motion.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. We are back in open session. Anything else for the good of the people? Motion to adjourn.
Demo.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.